wavelengths, primitive creatures with a vast array of possibilities.
Can we learn from them the way of love?
We shall see. Let us explore a human relationship and log it as first contact.
Very well. How would you like to view it? Actual act? Theater? TV? Literature version? Or Stone Mecca?
Stone Mecca will suffice.
Loading Stone Mecca. Access to emotional music. Relationship 1.
Studio with Stone Mecca, who is playing tonight. Welcome.
Hello.
Stone Mecca. Stone Mecca.
Thank you, thank you.
So we just heard a little bit of some of your music, and I noticed that it starts out with this kind of robotic voice, and then your lyrics are really kind of romantic. So that's kind of a contrast. Does anybody want to comment on what that means or what that's about?
Well, the group, The what we call ourselves is Future Soul, and the voices in the beginning, we call them aliens, and the aliens are looking down on Earth, and they're deciding on what transmission to send, and they're looking at different ways of doing it, and they choose Stone Mecca, you know. So, and they talk about you know, the love aspect of it, the relationship aspect of it. So they send it down through that, you know. And the first song is actually just saying come back home to music more than anything, the song you just heard.
So coming home. And maybe you could introduce yourself and talk about what your role is in the group.
I'm True James. And my role is to basically be around these people and be okay. That's my role.
Word.
And I maintain that.
who writes your lyrics?
We all do.
It's collaborative effort.
We're all, like I said, we're going back to the original form of music, band, you know, group. You know, it's not a singled out person in the group. Everybody is, you know, as strong as the other person. Mm-hmm. You know, and we all put it together to put out whatever we're, you know, whatever the feel of the sound of the song needs to be. So, and then I'll let some other people speak on it.
Yeah, I think that combination of people allows us to be free in the music that we do. Oh yeah, hey, I'm Prince Super Day. I play keyboards. I think that collaboration of people allows us to be free with what we do musically, regardless of the sound and style that may be currently controlling airwaves, which, you know, I think most people are sick of anyway.
So what do you think about the commercialization of hip-hop? I mean, you're traveling. It looks like you have your own label. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So probably you have an opinion on the commercialization and some of the big record companies turning it into something that it wasn't?
I think it stinks.
My name is Princess Azure. I'm a vocalist and percussion player. And as far as the commercialization of music, it's a hard thing for an artist to talk. Most artists, and I think most of us feel the same way, like Prince Day said, it sucks. I mean, it compromises the feel of music, and it compromises people being themselves. And that's something that we're actually the opposite of. We encourage people being who they are with no regrets. And I think that commercialism fights against that.
And as far as the part you said about hip-hop, you know, we're part of the Wu-Tang family. So we have nothing against anything that's going on. We just feel like, you know, they don't make an effort to make a balance of music anymore, you know, where people have a choice to go from one to the other. They pretty much just give you this and say, this is it, you know. And I think with the independent artists and, you know, like our record label, Touch the Music Records, it allows us to be who we are and not have to worry about, like you said, the commercialization of it and everything.
Well, and I think it's interesting that you're traveling with RZA and along the Wu-Tang aspect of it, that movement, I mean, can I call it a movement, really changed hip-hop.
Yes, it did.
And I wonder if anybody wants to comment on the influence of the Wu-Tang on what you're doing.
I have a comment. I'm the Countess Princess Adrian, and I think that just even going back to your previous question about the commercialization of hip hop, I think the Wu-Tang Clan and RZA specifically are great examples of people who can be commercially successful and still maintain that grassroots kind of feeling. And so we look at them, you know, as a model. We're trying to do the same thing with our soul music. So,
and RZA in particular put together the idea of rising to be a commercial success in the face of the record companies, the existing system being there and challenging that on his own terms. So what's it like, you know, traveling with him? Has he been inspiring to the rest of you?
Yes. I think that once you know RZA and you see the all the different aspects of who he is, he's a well-rounded individual. He's not just one-sided. I mean, he's spiritually, you know, he's very intelligent. You know, he knows he's a historian, you know. So all of these things gave him everything he needed to have the faith to go out there and pursue something and go against the grain, you know, and to make it successful in the same way that we're trying to do, you know, with what we're doing. You know, he sees us as a movement, and that's why he has us here with him as well.
And he's a much better musician than I think anybody ever could know. Dude plays piano. He plays like classical stuff on the piano. He's picked up guitar. I mean, this is a, you know.
So he has a respect for just music in general and musicians.
He didn't have instruments around him when he was coming up in his hood. He picked them up and he's made music just, you know, with beat machines and whatnot and keyboards and stuff. But to commit to learning how to play piano, to commit to learning how to play guitar, that's pretty exceptional for a dude in his position.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to you, Stone Mecca, I want to hear a bit more about your music. It's a lot of it's about love, it looks like.
This is the first album. This is called First Contact. That's why we call it that. And this album was based on relationships because the universal, you know, language, or the universal language of love speaks to everyone, you know. So to introduce a sound and to make it heard, you know, why not use that? We get out there, we get the sound out there. And then along the way, you know, we also have the new album that's coming that has a bunch of different topics. It has love. We're not going to ever get away from love, but we also going into other places. And to be able to, you know, be a musician that's free enough to be able to do that and still make it work, you know, where people want to hear it, you know. It's just like the last song you played, Come Home. That one's not really about love. That one's really, like I said, about letting everything around you go away and coming back home to music and letting it heal you and you know, and move you. But it worked. Where people hear it, they don't even have to know what it's about, but the groove of it and everything, you know, makes people feel it. So, you know, we want to be successful in bringing that to in every album we do, in every song we do. Yeah.
And what about the name of the group? I know that Mecca serves as a central focus for Muslims worldwide as the holy place. That's where everyone goes for pilgrimage. Did that have any influence on your selection of the name Stone Mecca?
You know, it wasn't a choice because of the Muslim religion. It was more so because of how deep the word is and what people use it for. It's like you said, it's a centering place, coming home to a place to ground yourself and center yourself, you know. So the fact of the stone part of it, you know, we wanted something solid. So, you know, stone means solid. And then Mecca brings it all together, saying basically to the listener that we want to provide them with a place to go that's solid, a place to center themselves and that they can depend on. It's always going to be what it is, you know. It's not going to be where this time is this way and next time the rock got a little crumbly. You know, it's more like sand now. It's always going to be solid. So that's what the name derives from.
And musically, the album, it's really well put together. Who is your main producer?
True James.
No, it's this dude right here and this girl right here, you know. And it's you know, like I said, the music is born of all of us and through us. So it's really not really any credit to be taken as far as that goes for me. You know, I really look at it like sometimes when a song is done, I sit there looking at it like, well, how did that happen, you know? Because I do feel like it flows through, you know, and we're vessels for music, you know? So for me to take the credit for that, that is something that's supposed to go out and we're supposed to give to people. So for me to take the credit of that, you know, I couldn't do it, you know? That's just how I am.
But you do push the buttons.
I was told to push the button. They told me to do it.
Well, I'm going to play another song and then I'll ask you a couple more questions.
The exploration of emotions proves difficult for the male of the species.
Yes. His mind races as he searches for words that match what he feels.
I think soon he will be able to reveal his inner self. Listen. Thank you.
Mecca, joining us here in the KBOO studios. People can hear you tonight live. So what can your audience expect?
Lots of energy, great songwriting, inspired performances from the young ladies and from all the brothers up on the stage.
The music on the album, you know, it moves people. But when they come to the show, it blows a lot of them away how we've taken the songs to another level. And that's thanks to everyone in this room. I mean, we sit there, we work, you know, because we want to give people what they've been missing, which is a show. A lot of times, you know, they go see artists nowadays and, you know, they could have just watched the video, or they could have, you know, it's more like a lounge act, you know. And it, you know, so the thing is, you know, what we're doing, we're trying to make sure that they come and they get a show. They get entertained and they want to come back and see us whenever we come to town. Stone Mecca's in town. It's kind of go. We got to go to the party, yo. You know what I mean? That's what we want to get across.
And I guess opening for RZA doesn't hurt.
Nope.
Oh, no, that's a blessing. You know, he's blessed us along the way with a lot of, we're in the new video that he's done, you know, Can't Stop Me Now. It's already on MTV2. He always mentions us in all his, you know, articles and in his press. And, you know, he makes sure that he believes in what we're doing, you know, so he always tries to make sure that we're put out there. And we respect him a lot for that, and we thank him for that, you know. Sure. Because, you know, it's a lot of good artists out there, and they don't have the chance to be seen and heard as much, because a lot of that, you know, you need money for that more than anything, you know. And a lot of these independent artists don't have enough money to compete, you know, with what's going on out there. So to have someone believe in us the way he does and to, you know, help us to get out there and get seen. And, you know, like I said, we haven't let him down, because even his audience, he has one of the hardest audiences. But they come in and they see the show and they become Stone Mecca fans, you know, right away. So we haven't let him down. Then we stay up there with him and make his show into this big, you know, gigantic thing as well. So it's he's loving what we're doing as far as that goes, you know. We're trying to, like I said, the whole show is a big show, and we're trying to give the people, you know, something to remember and leave with.
And I just want to get back to your lyrics for a minute. We heard the song just now, A Walk, and it seems like that song, it's not just about what many of the songs you hear today are, just taking somebody to bed. It's about commitment in a relationship. It seems like some of your other songs are too. And I wonder if you could talk about that. Are your lyrics specifically focused on having deeper, more committed relationships?
Well, my name is Deanna, Princess Deanna Michelle. And what I'll say about that is I think our lyrics are based on more real life. And in real life, it's not all about just taking somebody to bed. There's things that come before that. There's things that come after and in between that. And so, you know, it's not that we don't talk about those things, you know, going to bed and whatnot. But we talk about stuff in context. Because, again, we try to deliver what's real, what's from the heart, and something that people can feel. And, like, after a while, talking about the same old thing in the same old way, just, you know, it is not sincere anymore. So I don't think we try to go about it in any specific way. And if I'm wrong, somebody correct me, please. But,
well, yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't think we have a formula other than to be sincere and talk about what we know.
Yeah. My name is The Squire. And, you know, everything is vibration and relation. So relationship is everything. So it's many different degrees and layers to it. So we try to experience all of them and reflect that.
Well, I'm going to take it out with another song, this one called Beautiful. And I'm wondering if anybody else wants to add anything before you head off to your show tonight.
Well, right now I'm calling myself the Duke of Boulevard, a.k.a. Linda Rochelle. I'm the newest addition to Stone Mecca. And I can say as a new addition, I have a real fresh take on all the music. And I can say, you know, I've heard their music. I've loved their music. I love the lyrics. I love the content. I love what they stand for. I love what they bring on a live stage, like True was talking about. A lot of shows today really don't have that feeling of that you're a part of the show or you're a part of the music. And Stonemaker brings that not just with their own show, but also what we like to show with RZA. And, you know, RZA's show, it has really been taken from, I would say, from 10 to 20 because of the addition of the live instruments, the live singing, and the live energy, you know what I'm saying, that he brings along with the group. So, you know, please come tonight. You won't be upset. Like, your money won't be wasted. That's right. And you will have a great experience.
True that.
Want to speak a little bit more about Beautiful?
Oh, Beautiful coming up? That is, that's one of our up-tempo joints, feel-good kind of a song. Once again, the subject matter being in love. Lyrics are definitely different. They're not run-of-the-mill, and it's more heartfelt and saying things without saying them type of joint. I actually performed this song when we were doing this, and it's nothing but fun for the, it's an opener. It's definitely, so this is what you might hear if you come on down to the venue this evening.
Beautiful.
All right, Stone Cold, Stone, not Stone Cold, Stone Mecca.
Stone Cold? We Stone Cold.
You gotta believe we stole cold.
Thanks for coming in to KBOO Community Radio. And again, people can hear you tonight live.
Tonight and, live.
The Hawthorne Theater.
The Hawthorne.
Come back down.
And where are you headed next?
Seattle.
Sound check, then Seattle. No,
and then Canada.
And tell them all, they're gonna be mad if they don't come tonight. Because they're gonna hear about it tomorrow and they're gonna be mad that they missed it.
All right, everybody hear that?
They're gonna be mad.
All right, thanks everyone from Stone Mecca.
Thank you, and thank you.
Thank you.